What's up, guys? Welcome to the Pure Progress Lifestyle Podcast, where you can learn people skills and be a critical thinker with me, Brett Lechner. You know, the title of this podcast is We Have to Make America Great Again. And I was going to go off on a little rant, you know, because I'm sick and tired of seeing us destroy ourselves without even us knowing. But before I, you know, really get into the meat of this, I want to ask you some questions. And that is it any wonder why men are pussies these days? Is it any wonder why women are completely fucking crazy and intolerable? Is it any wonder why people are all about emotions and not what's based in reality? Is it any reason why everybody has a therapist these days? Is it any reason why we have tons of shootings? Is it any reason why there's so many deaths in major cities now? Is there any reason why nobody trusts anybody any longer? Is there any reason why you're at work and you look around and you know you're working with a bunch of fucktards? Is there any reason why you feel like everybody's getting stupid? And is there any reason why people are so fucking unhealthy and fat? Is there any reason why? This is where critical thinking comes in. Why? What has happened? And it's pretty fucking brilliant. It's happened slowly, 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 slowly. You know, and I thought about this doing this podcast because it was funny. I was last night saw something that came on the TV that I hadn't seen in a long, long time. The show's called Home Improvement with Tim Allen. And regardless, it's a TV show. But I remember watching that growing up. And it's still funny. Still funny today. But it is amazing. I was thinking about it. I was like, it is amazing how far we've come. How more stupid we have gotten as a population from those days. You know, and it is amazing. You know, back in that generation, still like probably the last generation where, you know, having a father and a household was a normal thing. It was normal. You know, of course everybody had a mother and father. Like, if you didn't have a mother or a father, that was so rare. Now, the opposite. Having a father in the household is so rare. And it blows my fucking mind. That blows my mind. You know, if you look at all the commercials, all the programming, everything, men are made to be stupid. Men are made to be untrustworthy, and men are made to be weak. And the flip side is they've taken all those things and portrayed that that's what women are. And I'm not saying women are weak physically; they're not obviously physically compared to men. They're just not the same. And I don't care how emotional that makes you, or if you call me sexist or misogynistic, that's fine. I don't care. But it's reality. So essentially, they've swapped roles. Men are now weak, and extremely emotional, and it's all about them wanting to be, you know, more focused on relationships, and women are now the strong ones, the leaders, and more goal and job oriented. And that really what we have done as a society. You know, and so I can't talk to most people about this because they just think it, like I'm an asshole about it, and that's fine. But if you look at it, that's not what we're designed to be. You know, men and women are designed to love each other in our natural ways. You know, women love a man for his strength, for his ability, for his performance in the world, for what he brings to the table, for having emotional control, for being able to lead. Men love women for that, bringing that feminine fun essence, that happy feeling of life, that nurturing effect that they have. You know, and it's amazing how much we've destroyed the roles of what a man and a woman is. And now it's been even further pushed along to where, you know, transgenderism, like pushing transgender. You know, has anybody stopped to see that that's so wrong? Like, that's mental health? That's a disease? A mental health disease? Does anybody stop to see when a man tries to be a woman and a woman a man is a disease? Or a man taking on a feminine essence and a woman taking on a masculine essence is a disease? You know, if you want to stop listening to this podcast because this shit is pissing you off, that's fine. But this is the truth. This is the truth. And this is only a small part of what the fuck is going on in the world. It's an element of how the government has created a society of pretty much deranged people. Deranged people. Let's also not forget racism. How much that's thrown in our fucking face when I don't remember growing up with anybody that was racist, and I'm about to be 37 and I don't ever remember being around anybody that really was racist. For fuck's sakes. So that's all I'll give on race, because that horse has been beaten to death too many times. You know, so we're all looking at all the things, you know, that I've just said. It clicks with somebody, some it doesn't, but regardless if you agree with it or not, you can see that there's just idiocracy being pushed down our throats by these ideological cupcakes. And we all are seeing that it's wrong. You know, so what is it that we can do about this? You know, and it starts with taking control of ourselves. You know, how can we be better? You know, just working a job, you know, 7 to 3, 9 to 5, whatever it is not enough. You know, what can we put in our brains that's going to help humanity? How can we help others? How can we help our communities? How can we just help be a better person? You know, it starts with taking back your health. You know, you can get off all these drugs. All these drugs that are really keeping you dependent on your health, dependent on big pharma. So you can do that. And how do you do that? By, you know, exercising. Get out and exercise. You know, go get a diet. You know, put yourself on a diet. My recommendations are just eat foods that only have one ingredient. You know, eat plenty of protein, eat foods that have one ingredient, whatever makes you happy. You know, that's what's best. Whatever that you can stick to, you know, I don't care if you do low carb, high carb, low fat, high fat. Doesn't matter when you're first starting. Just get on a diet, lose some weight, move around. You'll see you feel so much better and your mental health will be that much better. It'll be clearer. You'll look forward to life. And most importantly, you'll stop allowing stupid shit to enter your brain. Okay, so you can do that. You can read. I always recommend reading. Like that's my go-to. You know, it's everything that I figured out in life mostly has just come from reading. Reading and applying. Seeing what works, what doesn't work. Being a student of life. A student of how things work. Alright, you can do that. You can, you know, read history throughout, you know, human history and see what's to come. You know, how these things happen. And you'll see that you've been brainwashed one step at a time. Alright? And then you could, you know, start by, how can I start bringing value to my community? How can I start bringing value to the people around me? You know, how can I stop negatively influencing people and being a positive? You know, how can I show and lead by example so that others will follow? And then in turn, they'll learn how to lead and do the same. You know, if you have kids, how can I get them to have a great work ethic? How can I get them to be a productive member of society? What is my job as a parent? You know, these are all great questions. You know, your life is, how your life is determined by the quality of questions you're asking yourself or in life. You know, so start asking these questions of yourself. You know, start being more productive. There's a million, you know, this is the day of the internet. There's a million resources, you know, that, and that helps you be a better person or better to yourself and get where you want to go in your life is being resourceful. That's a huge quality that a lot of people lack these days, is being resourceful. Start by being resourceful. You will help and show others in your life, you know, how to do it if you are resourceful. Okay? That means just researching topics, reading, getting different opinions about things, looking around, searching for the answer. Write things down, right? Whatever comes to your mind, how can I solve this problem? You know, use your mind. That's what it's there for. That's the number one problem we have as people now, is we do not use our mind. We're all worried about, you know, external, how we look on the external, how other people worried about their opinions. You know, or how we're going to solve things, and we don't use our minds. You know, the number one way to get out of anxiety is to start using your mind. Start asking yourself questions. the number one way you start getting out of anxiety, start how you're getting out of depression. You know, how do I stop being depressed? What can I do to not be depressed? You know, and then just start jotting things down. You'll be, that's how your mind works. Use it. The subconscious will kick in. Your brain will start trying to figure out how to solve that problem. This is the only way we're going to take back our country. Or not just the country, but in the world. If you're listening to this from other regions in the world, not the United States. Ask yourself great questions. Write it down. Your mind will figure it out. You know, there's a really good method. The MacGyver method. Start with that. You know, go write how you're going to figure out something. Or how am I going to solve this problem? Write it down, then go take a shower. You'll be amazed at what happens. Alright? But that's what we got to do. All of us. There's no excuses. Nothing. If you keep falling for these traps, that's all on you, and it's not anybody else. And with that, I'll see you guys on another episode.